Remember this guy?
This is my brand new aerobic workout tape, sweating to the oldies. And if you don't like having fun, well, you best not come in here.
Fun. Yes, that's Richard Simmons. And here's your interesting fact for the morning. Before he became a fitness icon, Simmons was a struggling waiter. He saved up a year and a half of tips to open an aerobics studio in Beverly Hills. 39 years later, after selling millions of fitness books and videos, he is still in that same studio, still teaching, still sweating to the oldies with anyone who will show up for his $12 sessions. Well, NPR producer Sam Sanders showed up for a workout and saved up just enough energy to send us this postcard.
Stomach in, 4 and 5, push it back, 6 and 7 and 8. Say yeah!
Yeah!
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees
and the moon above.
What? And a thing called love. Raise your hand if you're in love. Raise your hand right now. Sigh! Oh yeah, baby! My friend Jerry has been coming here for many years, and she just celebrated her 90th birthday.
My name is Jerry Sinclair. I'm 90, and I celebrated right here at Richard Simmons, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It was such fun.
My name's John. John Randles. First time.
Why'd you come?
Because Richard Simmons is a living legend.
Because
it's here, yeah. And if I had an opportunity to spend $12 and spend my morning with Richard Simmons, I was going to do it.
You know, it's a Broadway show. It is not an easy workout. You know, these people did close to most probably 500 or 600 leg lifts today. But most of all, it did something for their self-esteem. And the more I bark at them and become different characters and drive them crazy, the harder they work.
He said I was a hairy, hairy man, and that he offered to wax my legs for me. So that was quite an experience.
He said I was cute, like a dessert, and it was amazing. He thought I was 16. He thought I would look too young to be in a class like this, I guess. I don't know. I'm 31.
I get a little thrill out of driving them crazy, just a little bit. And then they'll go home and go, do you know what he said to me?
Well, he made eye contact with me because I knew he was about to, like, take me into that dance circle. And then he, like, whispered in my ear to take my shirt off. And I looked at him a little confused. And then he looked at me again with, like, a sinister kind of, like, grin. And he said, take your shirt off. So I took my shirt off and I started dancing with Richard Simmons.
Even though my work is whimsical, I have a very serious job. I cry more than I laugh. When I go to bed at night, I ask God to give me another day every night that I go to bed. I ask him to keep me strong and make me a good teacher and to keep spreading this right word. And, I have to do it until the day I die.
That is Richard Simmons. NPR's Sam Sanders spent a day with him at his aerobics studio in Beverly Hills. This is NPR News.